Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
DJ and Jamie.
Big story that came out yesterday. You might remember this story. It happened, maybe a year ago or something like that. Remember the pilot from United Airlines? His name was what? Andrew Collins?
Yes.
He was from Virginia. He was at DIA. Stayed in the hotel there at DIA. What is it called?
The Westin. Yeah, I stayed there.
He was in one of the rooms. He was naked, standing in front of the window. Didn't think anybody could see him. All of a sudden, the guy gets arrested because somebody reports a naked man in the window at the Westin Hotel.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I saw this article yesterday. I posted it. I almost got in fights with people yesterday. I couldn't believe it. I almost got in huge fights with everybody.
How could that go wrong?
Because, all right, so he got $300,000. And by the way, it happened September 20th, 2018. But people are like, he knew it. He knew what he was doing. I promise you on the Bible, and that's pretty big. I have stood naked in those windows. And then I thought one point I was like, I think maybe that guy down there driving can see up here, but I wasn't sure.
Now I've never been in the hotel. When you're standing in front of the window, are they darked out? Do they have a tent to
them?
They
have a tent, but they're not black.
Okay, but when you look out the windows, are you seeing your own reflection? You don't really see outside that well?
No, you see perfectly fine outside, but for whatever reason, because you're high up and everybody's so far down there and there's no skyscrapers around, right? So I would right now stand in front of this window, and we're about the same height, the 10th floor, we're 11th, and stand in front of this window and not really think anybody could look up and see me.
Oh, but you can.
But you would think with the reflection, see how those windows over there have that reflection? Yeah. You don't think that people could see.
No.
But it's just a feeling.
One day I was out in the parking lot at my vehicle, and I looked up, and you can see all the way up here to our floors, and I saw our boss standing in his window.
Naked.
No. No, not naked.
Oh, he wasn't naked.
But
you
can literally see 10 stories up. That's the point, is that I could see in our building a little bit harder to even see in because of the way the windows are structured. The airport at the Westin, that thing looks like it's nothing but windows. It's all windows,
but
right?
Correct. I don't know why, but you have a weird sense of when you're standing there like I would right here. You have this weird sense that nobody, I've done it. And that's what I wanted to tell people, because they're like, he knew. I'm telling you, I never knew until at one point I got a little closer to the window. And I was like, because the cars drive like under, it feels like they drive under the hotel. I'm not sure if they do, but they come this way. And I was like, I wonder if that guy can see me right now, because that is weird.
Well, they can see you. They can see you. All right, so this guy's in his room. He's naked, standing in front of the window. He gets arrested. Somebody calls the cops, naked man, exposing himself. And he gets arrested for indecent exposure. They literally get a hotel key, a master key from the hotel, and they burst into his room, and they arrest the guy. And so he takes him to court that he had no idea it's the hotel's fault, because they have all these windows that he couldn't tell. He couldn't tell if he could be seen or whatever.
That's what I'm saying.
And he wins his lawsuit. He settles. They settle for $300,000.
There's one woman that she commented on the post. She's like, I work at the Westin, and let me tell you something. He knew what he was doing. He knew people. No, you don't. I promise you.
I don't think he did. When you see the interview of him talking about it, there's a Skype, and I'm about to play it for you. But when you watch it, it's even more obvious. This guy had no clue. He had no clue. You can tell he's telling the truth.
They had to add that he was fondling himself. I mean, how humiliating.
Well, obviously he wasn't.
Well, he might have been scratching. Y'all scratch so much, it's crazy.
Well, I'm going to scratch right now.
I mean, it just seems to be a thing that you like canoodle with your noodle.
Ah, it feels good. All right, here you go. This is the guy. I guess he went on Skype to explain that it's really hard to have to explain the situation to all of his coworkers every day.
I have to still today, every time I go to work, I have to explain this situation every time without fail. I am now been tagged by Homeland Security. Anytime I come back into the country, I am pulled over and asked, you know, have I been in trouble with the law?
Collins tells me he hasn't ruled out suing Westin Hotel, which is owned and operated by Marriott. He believes they shouldn't have been giving access, key card access to police.
All right, couple of things. First of all, he settles for $300,000 with DIA. With the police, right? Now he has a lawsuit.
I think with the city of Denver.
That's what I mean with the city, the Denver police. Or whomever that has that jurisdiction. But now he has something pending with the hotel. You got to figure, if they got a key and entered his room, just burst into the room, he's going to win that one too. He's going to win that because he already won this and settled with it. So that means that they're guilty of giving the key to the police.
Well, and here's the thing I was thinking about. I mean, I don't even think $300,000 is worth it. To be honest, if I was humiliated like that because I have stood there in those windows at about the same height and I was humiliated and they came through the door and said all this and then, you know, I'm on the verge of maybe even being a sex offender. You don't know all the stuff that they get. And they suspended him from being a pilot. So he has his wages, suspended. He has all these lawyer fees. The humiliation, and then he's known as the Wiener Man in the Westin.
I think he's
not known as the Wiener Man at the Westin, but I just gave him that name, but I like it.
I think the guy is getting back all the back pay and everything, though.
Oh, that's good.
I think he's getting all that recouped back to him, so he'll get that plus the $300,000.
Still not
enough. I know you're saying it's not enough, but funny you should say that because Spadil, myself, and Carson's already booked a room out there for later on this afternoon because in our minds, $300,000, hell, we'll split it between the three of us. That's $100,000 each, guys.
Let's go.
Wienergate.
There's no way that is worth it.
We're going.
It should be so much more than that. I mean, listen, if that happened to you, if it really happened to you in real life, come on.
Well, it's going to be more than that.
Well,
you got to figure.
Right now it's not. But
you
got to
figure with the city. If he gets $300,000, boy, oh boy, does it look good for Westin. Westin is about to pay him even more, probably seven figures.
He said he's thought about it. He hasn't done it yet, so we'll see. I mean, he should. He should. Because
all he has to do is threaten. And then they'll settle.
They'll just do it under the,
Right, that's what you do. You threaten and then settle.
I don't know. And then they added fondling. I felt bad for him. And then they were attacking him yesterday on the forum and saying he knew. And then other people were saying, a lot of times you think when you're in a hotel room that it's one-way glass.
Yeah.
You know, you think you're in one-way glass.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You do.
So they said, well, why not? If you knew that this was all windows, why not do one-way glass at that whole place? And so that's what they're saying.
Spadil, put your pants back on. You got to wait till we get to the airport.
I'm trying to get ready.
Wait till we get to the airport.
Oh, okay.
God.
Jeez.
Let's see.
So eager.
Here again, he knew what he was doing. You can tell that you can see. You can't tell!
No, I agree with you. I think the guy had no idea. He was standing in the room. And who doesn't? Who doesn't when you check into a hotel room, you either run around in your underwear or nothing on?
Yeah,
people
you don't
do it
care.
All the time.
Yeah.
You get out of the shower, whatever.
You don't think about it.
You figure you got complete privacy. You don't think that you have a hotel room that people can literally see in.
Do you kind of feel bad for him? Because I do.
I do.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I do. And I think he deserves every penny of this.
I do too.
And I think he's going to deserve money from the Westin, too.
Yeah. As a police officer, don't you just go, I mean, I guess they're doing their job, but you're going, you guys, he's fine. He's just a guy stretching in front of a window. Come on, leave him alone.
I'm a little surprised, though, that the city settled and didn't go to court and fight it even more. Because, I mean, from their perspective of this, literally, you're a police officer or you're a dispatch. You get a phone call from somebody that a guy's exposing himself, and I think they threw in the fondle thing. You see that. Then I think it is your responsibility to go in there and find out what the hell's going on, right?
That's what they did. He was arrested and charged with indecent exposure.
Yeah.
He pleaded not guilty with his attorney, arguing that being naked in a hotel room is not a crime and that he wasn't even aware that anyone could see him.
Yeah, and he wins the case. Well, settles anyway, so that's just like winning.
Yeah.
What a bizarre story.
Good
Is
for him,
crazy?
I guess. Yeah.
This guy's never going to want to come back to Denver.
Well, you know, and I've stayed at that Westin probably three times, and now I'm totally going to be thinking about this.
Yeah.
I'm never standing in front of that window naked again.
No, and they should probably put up signs.
I wondered.
They really should.
That's so funny.
Because this could happen again easily. Because how many people fly in here? And how many people aren't even aware of this story? I mean, we're aware of it simply because it happened here in our city. But a lot of people that come through there, maybe even staying at the hotel, they have no clue. No clue.
I know. So now we're all going to have little placards right by the big window. People can see you naked. Warning. They're going to have to put up something like that, right?
They are. Yeah. You got to warn everybody coming in.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.